Pain. It's not a problem you should just put up with. You see, living in this pain, whether it's in your mind, pain in your body, pain in your relationships, pain on the job, dealing and living with pain in your life can lead to so many problems like depression, isolation, mood swings. It can lead to intimacy issues. It can cause you to become desolate in this place where you wonder where God is. And at the end of the day, living with this pain can affect every single area of your life. Today we tackle this thing called pain. We deal with it, and we're going to work together one-on-one, you and I, with an amazing guest, Dr. Joe Cristiano, and he's going to help you and I walk through this journey to get control of our life the way, well, the way he did. You see, God literally pulled him from the brink of suicide. And we're going one-on-one with him today to get you the answers that you need to figure out how to get through it, beyond it, and begin living the life that God promised you.
You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy. Seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today.
Dr. Joe, welcome back to our program.
Thank you, Damon. Good to be here.
Dr. Joe, it is just awesome to have you back. So many of our viewers have seen you on earlier programs where we talked about getting our body in the right working order. And that's something you know a lot about. You're a naturopathic doctor.
Yes.
You have trained the stars. You have worked with Miss Americas. And you yourself...
Right.
were an accomplished bodybuilder. In fact, I think you were you received some awards in Mr. America competition. Am I right?
Yeah, I won Mr. Florida. I was first runner-up in Mr. USA and Mr. America.
So through all of this,
yeah.
I would imagine you're no stranger to this thing called pain.
No, I know pain very well, yes. I've lived a life, it's interesting, it's been very physical my entire life, from a kid up until even now. And people see me and they think, wow, he looks great, he's doing well, he's strong, he's fast, he's doing this and that. Never knowing, I was dealing with chronic pain 24/7. And if you do that, like I was, you become exhausted physically. Because to move around, just to do the average things, get up out of a chair, go sit in a couch, get in the car, go for a drive, is excruciating.
Sure.
And then it's very difficult to fall asleep. I wasn't getting but an hour, maybe an hour and a half every night of sleep. And then the emotional drain.
Where was your pain? I mean,
I had chronic back pain, I also had hip pain, sciatic pain, which is pain running down past the knees down to the lower leg. I broke my back. I sprained my ilium crest. And what happens is once your musculoskeletal system, once your spine gets out of alignment, then the body starts fighting to get it back in alignment, and there's constant pain.
And there's people watching that are there. You know, they have been the victim. If I can just say it like it is. There's people that are victims of something that's happened to them.
Exactly.
And they're in such pain that the smallest of things that we take for granted are now luxuries to these people.
Absolutely. What happens then is you lose hope. See, the body, you know, that triune body, the body, soul, and mind, the whole idea of that is when the body's broken down, the mind starts breaking down. I was finding myself struggling with tomorrow in my mind, and so I was starting to lose hope.
I mean, you were in a really... dark night of the soul with this thing called pain. And I want us to talk about that.
It took me down a road to a dead end that was nearly the end of my life.
Wow.
I remember one night. Nighttime for me was the worst time because my wife Lori would be sleeping and I'm tossing and turning trying to find somewhere comfortable to sleep. So I got up out of bed, I basically crawled out in the living room looking for a place to put my legs, my knees, so that I can get out of pain, and I couldn't, and I was struggling. And it was going on and on. Now, mind you, this is going on for years. And finally, this one night, like you said, it was a dark moment. And what happened then, I'll be very transparent, because people, when you talk about mental illness, or you talk about suicide, right away they classify you. But I'm a very strong-minded, self-driven, positive-thinking man.
Absolutely.
But when you're beat down physically, from pain, when you're tired because you can't sleep, and then emotionally you're just racked and you can't think anymore, that's the state I was in that night. And I prayed. I mean, I prayed, Father, please heal me. In fact, take the pain away because I can't take this no more. I begged him. I said, please take this pain away. And he didn't at that point. And here's what happened. I just noticed coming over me a very eerie feeling. Like a dampness, a coldness, and everything was isolated. And the enemy of my soul came up, and he said, first of all, you're not worth being healed.
What?
He's talking to my mind.
The liar.
Because I'm wide open right now, okay? I'm very vulnerable.
Sure.
He says he's not going to heal you because you don't deserve healing.
Wow.
What you need is to put an end to this fire.
Goodness.
The demons that are in you, that pain. He says, then you'll be okay. And little by little, in my mind, I was sinking to grasping that because I couldn't take the pain anymore.
Sure.
I mean, I prayed to my Father in heaven, and he said no. And I didn't know what to do, and I just wept, and I wept. And the thought came to me, do I take, you know, an overdose, or do I just shoot my brains out? Do I put an end to this? I was beyond consciously debating. I was thinking of how to do it.
You had...
Because I was crawling, I was slithering on the floor.
You had to do something. God wasn't showing up.
Right.
You're struggling through this pain. You've become a prisoner of your pain. And that's where a lot of people are.
Yes.
You know, they are, you use the right word, vulnerable.
Yes.
The enemy's got them right in his sights.
Yes.
What'd you do?
We become a target. I'll tell you what he did for me. He didn't allow the enemy to take my life. He put me to sleep, sound asleep. And I was out of pain for 4 or 5 hours. I woke up on the floor and he spared my life. And he said, this is why I'm not healing you. He says, I'm gonna let you learn to help others with what your journey is all about. And I said, then fine, I will endure this pain and I will go out and I'll research and I'll find treatments that are maybe cutting edge that people don't know about that are available for them so that they can get out of pain and not have surgeries that I had to have because I went too far. Yeah. The condition got so bad, it surpassed all the treatments. And I'm trying to tell people, listen, there's a way out of this, there's hope. I'm out of this painful season, brother. I'm out of it, and I locked that door, and it's behind me. I changed my mind.
As a result, now you are walking in a testimony. And interesting that God will not put more on us, the Bible says, than we can handle.
He'll take you sometimes to the edge.
He'll take us to the edge. And Dr. Joe, I would submit that sometimes God has to bring us through something in order for us to get beyond it.
Exactly.
And you've gotten beyond it.
Yes.
You have prepared an amazing book, Living Beyond Your Chronic Pain, 8 Simple Steps to a Pain-Free and Healthy Life.
Yes.
Which is an awesome book, by the way, and helped me address some areas of pain in my life. And what I discovered in your book was how much it resides right here between our ears.
Oh, absolutely.
How much of this battle with pain is right here in our thought life?
Yeah, 80% of the pain that we deal with, physical, chronic pain, is mental.
Wait. Physical pain?
Physical pain.
80%?
80%
that's
mental.
That's a big percentage.
We have emotional sensory pathways
okay.
and sensory pathways. The medical community addresses the sensory pathways. In other words, you have pain, let's treat the pain. Cut the signal to the brain that your body hurts, and we'll do it with a pill.
Wow.
And the patient who's looking for a remedy or a way out of this pain, give me the pill. If I take the pill and the pain's gone, I'm staying on these pills.
Wow.
But they don't know the domino effect that occurs.
Sure.
Over here in the emotional sensory, they don't address it. Well, from a holistic standpoint, which we deal with the whole
and
person.
And holistic is what? Holistic
dealing with the whole person.
Dealing with the whole
the
person.
The mind, the body, and the belief system.
Got it. Okay.
We don't realize how powerful our mind is. That's the thing, because we give in quickly. If you can give me a quick fix, a Band-Aid, then that's good enough for me. But the problem is this, and you mentioned it earlier, we learn to cope. Mm-hmm. Well, you can cope for 10, 15, 20 years, but the body's still breaking down.
Wow.
And then when you get to that certain age, that moment in time, when it says, I've had enough, and it starts breaking down.
Wow.
Your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your gallbladder,
wow.
your spine,
chain
your joint.
Reaction.
Before you know it, you're handicapped.
Wow.
And you go, how in the world did I get here? I was coping with it. You were coping with it, but you were ignoring it.
What are they doing to cope?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have good coping skills. And so what we do is we grab the thing that works best for us. Like I mentioned before, if you give me a pill and I take it and the pain is gone, I'm going to continue with that pill, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to look for another way to cope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It could be alcohol. Not only alcohol by itself, which deadens the nerves, the nerve endings, but take it along with the pain pill. So now we have a complex issue going on in mm-hmm. the person. Or then we start thinking of, I can't handle this anymore. The body is stressed, your cortisone levels are up. Next thing you know, you're very, very stressed and you start developing anxiety. And so now you need to go talk to a counselor.
Right.
So now you're getting advice how to deal with your stress, but yet the core problem is coping.
Wow.
I weighed 305 pounds one time, and it was because I was coping with a devastation in my personal life.
Did that cause weight gain? Or?
Yes, from an emotional standpoint, I couldn't deal with the issues that I was facing at the time, and the way I coped with it was going to the refrigerator.
Wow.
Well, over time, I went from 220 pounds to 305, out of control. Till finally, a doctor told me, says, Joe, you're handicapped. And I says, handicapped? That doesn't fit into this guy's mind.
Right.
I was walking with a walker for 6 months.
Mm.
I couldn't get around the house without a walker. I was handicapped.
And what he was saying to you was basically, put the sticker on the car.
Yep, it's done.
Change the way your life should be lived and just accept your circumstances.
This is it. I'll give you your pill. Go get your script filled out and take your pill. See you next month.
Emotional pain and physical pain, they're very closely related, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, yes. People are struggling not just with the pain, but that isolation emotionally that they have, even though they have loved ones around them, or maybe the loved ones aren't around them and they're alone. And my heart is broken for them because they're in that one zone of medicating and having a crutch. And this is your sentence for the rest of the days on planet Earth. And my heart goes out to them because it doesn't have to be like that. If we can get you 50% better mm-hmm. and get a smile back on your face mm-hmm. and get that frown off your forehead and just start feeling good and enjoy life, I'm going to tell you who you're going to meet in that journey. It's the one who gives you life.
Yeah.
Because the enemy came in and darkened that in your life. But I see people, and my heart is broke for them because they have become a prisoner of their pain.
And it's not the prison they built.
No.
You know, the enemy has come to steal.
Yes.
To kill, to destroy.
Yes.
They do not even know how great their life could be.
Absolutely.
If they could just get past what's happening in their mind.
Yes. We're designed a certain way to function. And we get out of that because of lifestyles or maybe traumas in our life or things that were out of our control. We need to get back into harmony. In other words, get the body back into harmony, which I talk about in the book extensively. Because I want not just to let people know I was in pain, but also know the pain you're feeling with. And so I want to help you, one, identify the pain. Then I want you to identify where the pain is coming from. Mm. And then know that there's hope.
You know, Dr. Joe, you present some very practical steps in this book that people can begin immediately upon reading it to implement in their life to mm-hmm. get beyond this pain.
The steps are there to give you the guidelines and the insights to one, strengthen your body, but also the mind. I deal with coping and the power of the mind. The power of the mind is so impactive and so powerful. But problem is, we don't use our mind. I'm not talking about IQ here. I'm talking about the ability to overcome fear, the ability to overcome attack.
You're saying look at it differently.
Exactly.
You're saying don't accept it and push past it. Because what? The body will respond then?
Not so much a suck it up, you know, no pain, no gain. Not that mentality.
Okay.
But identifying the pain, knowing that you're in pain, but not looking at it as being a prisoner to it. It's controlling your life. Now you're going to control it. But see, you don't know how to do that because you haven't trained your mind to think differently.
So you can actually train your mind to deal with the pain differently.
Absolutely.
And start, instead of living limited, you can live beyond it. The Bible says that we could be transformed, right, by the renewing of our mind. Is that part of what you're saying?
Absolutely. Because, like I said before, we address the whole person. You can't just deal with your joints and leave the spirit man gone.
Right.
Or you can't just deal with the spirit man and leave the mental or emotional side part of man. You have to deal with it all, put in balance.
Sure.
That's what these steps do.
You address some very practical steps to get your body to a place where it can begin to combat the pain.
Yes.
What are some of the healthy ways that we can deal with this thing called pain?
Well, one, I deal with weight, you know, and I'm not talking about cosmetics, okay? I'm talking about the pressure that's on your joints.
Okay.
And I tell people what to do about that, how to get around that. And of course, I tie in one's genetics with their blood type and so forth because it's a lifesaver, okay? I also talk about anti-aging because here's the deal, we're all aging. And some of us are aging faster than others, regardless of the clock on the wall. So what I do is I encourage people, here's some simple things to do to build your body stronger. Forget about Mr. and Miss America right now. We're talking about a resilient body. So when we get hit, and we're going to get hit,
you can take it.
You'll recover quicker.
Got it.
Now, there's some things you can do. It's very, very simple. I'd like to throw this in here. It's called belly breathing. I know it sounds ridiculous, but what that does, and I go into how to do this, and you do this at your home, you can do it in the office, whatever you want, loosen your belt and start breathing from your belly.
So wait. Show me.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Not in your chest.
Okay.
From your belly. So you're doing it in your chest. Okay. You're only getting a third of the air, the oxygen.
I got to think about
blow
my
your belly
to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Blow your belly out.
All right.
With air. Okay. Hold it for a second and then let it out as long as you can and repeat that. While you're doing that, okay, the parasympathetic nervous system is being stimulated by the vagus nerve in the brain.
The what?
There's a vagus nerve in the brain, okay? It releases a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine trips up that parasympathetic nervous system, which causes your body to calm down. All of us are running on the sympathetic nervous system, the fight and flight zone. What happens is our cortisol levels go way up like this here, our serotonin levels drop, and we can't find happy times because we're so miserable. The cortisol level is so high that your body is in a catabolic state, a broken down state.
Cortisol.
Yes.
Which is caused by stress or fear or anxiety, pain.
Yes. Pain, all of it, but it's nonstop. So what we need to do is stop that. We need to change it. And by belly breathing, you can do that. If you did 10 or 20 of those a day, once you do that, you will breathe more freely. Your heart rate, your blood pressure will drop. Your cortisone levels will drop. Your serotonin levels will be secreted, which are the happy hormones.
Got it.
Which get you to relax.
Wow.
And we can do that while we're in pain.
Dr. Joe, why is the medical establishment not giving us these solutions?
The medical journals, that's the boundaries.
What do you mean?
They go by the medical journals. They're taught this for this condition. They treat the symptoms with medication, burning, or cutting. And that's it. I'm saying to an individual, listen, there are many, many more options out there. In fact, try everything first naturally. Get the body detoxed. Get the body so that it can heal. Get the body stronger. And then let's look at you. Let's monitor you and see what you're experiencing. 50% of the pain could be gone.
Wow.
Now we don't. Are you on medications? Let's start bringing in certain supplements to counter the medications.
Mm-hmm.
People that are taking medications, their liver is so toxic.
Sure, they're treating one problem to create another one.
But it's causing toxicity in your body. If they have pain running down their leg beneath the knee, they're thinking, where did I bang myself?
Right.
No, where's the pain coming from? It's coming from your spine.
Wow.
Well, let's go to the spine and find out what's wrong. Maybe a nerve is pinched. okay? Or the nerve that's going to the bladder and you have incontinence, or you're going to your kidney or your heart. And if these nerves are being crimped or pinched, the energy that's supposed to go there to keep them alive and healthy and functioning is now cut in half. So now the energy flow being cut in half, these organs of ours start to prematurely die. So now our health and our health profile starts to drop. Now we have a litany of problems that stem from a chronic condition that isn't being treated other than medicated, but it doesn't fix the root cause. That's what I'm all about, is treating a person holistically. Eradicate that root problem, the symptoms go away and life returns.
Oh yeah, and feel better, look
feel better,
better
yes.
Be better. Wow.
It's all in the book.
Wow.
And it's all simple. That in the treatments, the over 20 treatment options that are all natural, and I tried them, and other people are doing them, but most people don't know about them. And it's going to relieve pain. It depends what kind of pain it is, but you can identify with the pain in the book because I list all the different conditions and the remedies.
But what about the people that are saying, can I just pray? Can I just have greater faith? We're taught to believe that.
Sure, you could do that.
How do we speak to that?
There are times that that hand comes down and heals that body.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the hand doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when it doesn't?
Oh, good question.
Our life isn't over. He didn't leave us.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he left me, turned his back on me because he didn't heal me when I needed it.
Did you feel that way? I mean, was there a time
that eerie feeling that was so dark that's when my mind was open and vulnerable to attack.
Yeah.
The next thing I had on my mind was how to end it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but we don't have to have that. Let him become a reality in your journey. We are walking in our healing. It hasn't happened yet. See, these are experiences of a man for 40 years, both from education and practical experiences that I'm sharing with people. Why? Because we think our life is over. He hasn't healed. We asked for healing. It hasn't happened yet.
Yet.
He may use a counselor. He may use a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He may use a holistic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Or he may just give somebody, a messenger in your life, with practical steps to healing your body.
Yeah.
So you can be free from pain.
Wow. You know, Joe, I want to challenge everyone watching. If you can relate to what Dr. Joe is saying, if you have found yourself in this prison of pain, well, look, there's good news today. You can do something about it. You don't have to stay there. It starts with your thought life. It starts with your thinking. It starts with your declaration that I can walk out my healing. And that begins right now. This book might be the most challenging journey of your life. It's going to force you to do some things, to take some steps, to get from where you are to where God wants you to be. But you know what? That's how we do it. That's how we build that testimony. That's how we live another day to share the greatness of God and how we can say to somebody else, you can live free too. It starts with making one call, getting your hands on this amazing book. I promise your life will change forever.
Pain. It's debilitating, and untreated, it can shipwreck your life. Nearly 1.5 billion people worldwide are suffering from flare-ups and constant chronic nagging pain. It's depleting our bank accounts, robbing us from joy, killing our relationships, destroying our families, and wreaking havoc in our bodies. It can lead to weight gain, depression, low self-esteem, loss of sleep, and eventually, loss of hope. And all pain has one common denominator, inflammation. What should be a natural response to injury is becoming a recurring and long-lasting problem that is spreading throughout the body, prolonging your pain and leading to even more severe pain. And when left untreated, it can also lead to disease and a breakdown of the body on all levels.
Now we have a litany of problems that stem from a chronic condition that isn't being treated other than medicated, but it doesn't fix the root cause. That's what I'm all about, is treating a person holistically.
Stop treating only the symptoms. Eliminate the cause of your pain. In Dr. Joe Cristiano's new nationally acclaimed book, Living Beyond Your Chronic Pain, you will discover how to identify your pain and get to the root of it. Learn progressive strategies that naturally combat the crippling aspects of your pain and gain tools to overcome emotional setbacks associated with a pain-ridden life. You are not alone. Walk through this journey with someone who has not only experienced what you are going through, but has fought and won the battle.
There's a way out of this. There's hope.
Move past your pain, break free from its prison, and step into the life you deserve.
If you can relate to what Dr. Joe is saying, if you have found yourself in this prison of pain, well, look, there's good news today. You can do something about it. You don't have to stay there. It starts with your thought life. It starts with your thinking. It starts with your declaration that I can walk out my healing. And that begins right now.
And with today's exclusive television offer, Damon wants to share with you a scientific breakthrough to help support your body in healing. The doctors and nutritional experts of One-on-One's Health and Sciences Group have discovered a time-tested, safe, but powerful formula to promote proper joint function and stimulate a healthy inflammation response. Zoe Relief, an easy-to-swallow capsule packed with natural herbs and minerals, works all day to combat inflammation and help relieve pain so that at the end of the day, you experience more restful and restorative sleep. Today is the day for you to begin living pain-free. It's time for your life to be refreshed and renewed, and that starts with you taking the right steps toward living a life free of pain.
You start now, and your freedom is closer.
Receive Damon's special one-on-one bundle today for your love gift of only $50. Your gift helps Damon reach the world with the guests you see each and every week right here on One-on-One. Call now and get your healing collection rushed to you so that you can begin your healing journey today. Your bundle begins with Dr. Joe's acclaimed book, Living Beyond Your Chronic Pain, a 30-day supply of the all-natural inflammation response solution, Zoe Relief. And as a special thank you from Damon, he will also send you the uncut, behind-the-scenes interview with himself and Dr. Joe Cristiano, full of inspiring testimonies and practical pain relief solutions not seen on today's show. This bundle is valued at over $75, but it can be yours today for your gift of only $50. Call now and begin your journey to living the pain-free life God wants for you.
Please get your hands on this book. I promise you it will change your life. I'm Damon Davis. We'll see you next week. Thank you for being part of this journey with us and going one-on-one with my guest.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.